I want you to picture a scenario. It's late. You've been on your computer all day, your eyes are burning, and you are just done. You close all your tabs, you hit shut down, you watch the screen go black, and you feel that sweet, sweet
And
relief.
you walk away.
You walk away, you go to brush your teeth, grab some water, but then you hear it.
That faint whirring sound, the fan kicking back on.
Exactly. You walk back into the room, and there it is, screen's on, the login prompt just staring at you. It's like a zombie that refuses to stay dead.
It's that technological jump scare. Just when you think you're free, it pulls you back
It
in.
makes you feel like you're going crazy. Like, did I click restart? Am I losing it?
Right.
But for a whole lot of people recently, that wasn't user error. It was a bug. And a pretty serious one.
That's right. And if you're listening to this and it sounds familiar, you were probably a victim of the January 2026 security updates from Microsoft.
Ah.
We're looking at a stack of technical reports today, and it outlines a pretty messy situation. Microsoft just had to release what they call out-of-band emergency updates.
Out of band. That sounds like a band that got kicked off the tour.
It's a lot more serious in the IT world. It means the problem is so critical, they can't wait for the next scheduled update. Normally, it's Patch Tuesday. You update, you move on. Not this time.
So today we're doing a deep dive into what broke.
Exactly. Two major issues: computers that refused to shut down, and a cloud connectivity crisis that literally locked people out of their jobs.
And most importantly, we are going to tell you how to fix it. Because, and this is a spoiler, your computer isn't going to do it for you.
Not yet, anyway.
So let's start with the zombie computer thing. What is actually going on?
Okay, so the shutdown bug. The reports are pointing to this mainly affecting users on Windows 11, specifically version 23H2.
Which is a huge number of people. That's not some niche version.
Not at all. A very, very popular version. And the culprit is fascinating. It's a classic case of a security feature clashing with basic functionality.
Okay.
The feature is called Secure Launch.
Secure launch. Sounds like something from NASA. What's it supposed to do?
Think of it like a bouncer for your computer's boot up process. It uses virtualization to protect your firmware, the really deep level software, from threats.
So it's a shield.
It's supposed to be a shield to make sure no nasty malware hijacks the system before Windows even loads.
But the shield is getting in the way of the off switch.
Precisely. The January update created a conflict. So when you tell the computer to shut down, Secure Launch basically panics. It gets stuck in a logic loop.
And when a computer panics.
It crashes. But here's the kicker. Modern systems are designed to reboot automatically after a crash. So the crash happens so fast you don't even see it. The screen goes black and the system just goes, "Oh, I crashed. Better restart."
That is the ultimate irony, isn't it?
Yeah.
The feature designed to keep you safe is the very thing making your computer act possessed.
It's like a high-tech lock on your door that prevents you from ever leaving the house.
Pure frustration. But you said there was another bug, one that was maybe even more dangerous for businesses.
Yeah. While the zombie PC thing is annoying, this next one is a showstopper. The sources call it the locked out crisis.
And this is about cloud PCs.
Correct. We're talking Microsoft 365 cloud PCs, Azure Virtual Desktop, Windows 365, the whole ecosystem.
Let's just clarify for anyone not in corporate IT, a cloud PC isn't just saving files to the cloud.
No, not at all. It's your entire work, computer, desktop, apps, everything living on a server somewhere. It's the backbone of remote work for millions.
So it's Monday morning. You have a deadline. You go to log in to your work desktop.
Yeah.
And what happens?
The door is locked, welded shut. The bug is an authentication failure. You get the login prompt, you type your password, and nothing. It just loops.
And this one is broader than the shutdown bug.
Much broader. The shutdown bug was mostly Windows 11. This one, it's hitting Windows 10, Windows 11, and even Windows Server. If your company relies on this, it's a nightmare. Your whole workforce is effectively locked out.
That's just immediate, massive productivity loss.
Total paralysis.
So Microsoft realized how bad this was, and they hit the panic button with these out-of-band updates.
They did. But here's where it gets really, really tricky for the average user.
This is the part you need to listen to carefully, because we're all trained to just let Windows Update handle it.
Right, the set it and forget it mentality, that is not happening here. These emergency updates are not being pushed automatically yet.
Wait, what? Really? So if my computer is doing this and I'm just waiting for a fix to appear, I'm just out of luck.
Well, not forever. But you'll be waiting until at least the next official Patch Tuesday, which could be weeks away. They make these available for people who are in pain right now. If you want the fix, you have to go get it yourself.
You have to become your own IT admin.
Basically, yeah.
So where do you go?
You have to venture into the Microsoft update catalog.
That sounds like a dusty, forgotten corner of the internet.
It kind of feels that way. It's a massive database of every patch ever. You have to search for a very specific update package for your exact version of Windows, download it, and install it.
Manually. That feels
Yeah.
very 1998. And looking at the notes here, it's not just one file. It's a whole alphabet soup of KB numbers.
It is. And you have to get the right one or it just won't work.
Okay, let's run through the menu. If I have that Windows 11 zombie computer version 23H2, what am I looking for?
You need KB5077797.
KB5077797.
Got it. And that fixes the cloud issue too.
Yes, for that version, that's the golden ticket. Fixes both problems.
Okay, what if I'm on a newer version of Windows 11?
If you're on the cutting edge, like 24H2 or 25H2, you'll want KB5077744.
And for all the people still holding on to Windows 10.
For Windows 10, you need KB5077-10E96. That gets your remote desktop working again.
And we can't forget the servers.
Nope. For the IT pros listening, Server 2025 needs KB5077793. Server 2022 is KB5077795.
Wow, you really do need a cheat sheet for that. It's just wild that this is what it takes.
It is, but again, if you do nothing, these will eventually roll into the February update, so if this isn't affecting you, you can just wait.
But what about the people who can't wait?
I'm thinking about big companies. An IT director for 5,000 employees can't just email everyone and say, go find this file. That's chaos.
Oh, it would be a complete disaster. Manual installation is not a strategy for the enterprise.
So what's their solution?
Microsoft has a much more elegant tool for them called Known Issue Rollback, or KEYIR.
KEYIR. Sounds like a sci-fi protocol. Engage the KEYIR.
And it's just as clever. Instead of installing a new patch, KEYIR is like a surgical undo button. It lets admins use group policy to revert just the specific bit of code that's causing the problem.
So they get to keep all the important security stuff from the January update.
Exactly. That's the key. You don't want to uninstall the whole update because then you're vulnerable again. KEYIR just targets the one little piece of non-security code that went wrong.
That's incredibly smart. Where do they find that?
It's buried deep in the administrative templates in group policy. There's a specific rollback package for each OS version.
Okay, so individuals have the manual download and big companies have the rollback. But let's go back to the individual user for a second. It's late. I don't want to go hunting for KB numbers. I just want my computer to turn off. Is there a cheat code?
There actually is a little hacker workaround.
I love a good command line trick.
If you're stuck in that shutdown loop, you can force it. You open up your command prompt as an administrator.
Okay, break. Click the start menu, choose terminal, admin.
And then you just type this command, shutdown ST0.
Shutdown ST0, what does that do?
The S is for shutdown. The T0 sets the time delay to 0 seconds, so immediately.
No countdown.
No countdown, and it bypasses the normal, polite shutdown process. It just cuts through the secure launch conflict and forces the power off.
It's like pulling the plug, but with software.
That's a good way to put it. Now, it won't fix the cloud PC problem. You still need the patch for that, but it will let you get some sleep.
That is very helpful. But honestly, just talking through all this KB numbers, group policies, command prompts, it's overwhelming.
It is, and it really shines a light on how fragile our modern IT can be. It's also why so many businesses just don't handle this stuff themselves anymore.
Right, which brings us to one of the key sources we were looking at, a company called Technegion.
Yes, Technegion is a really good example of how the IT support industry has evolved to handle these exact kinds of messes.
They're based in Irvine, California.
That's right, founded back in 2000 by Robbie Jain.
Wow, 2000, that is an eternity in tech. That's pre-iPhone, pre-cloud.
It really is, and it's a classic story. It started as a one-man shop, just Robbie fixing computers, and now it's a global operation.
And their whole thing is managing this specific type of chaos.
Exactly. Their job is to be the buffer. When Microsoft releases an update, a company like Technegion tests it in a sandbox first. They break their systems so they don't break their clients' systems.
So if you were a Technegion client in January, you might not have even known this happened.
That's the goal. They would have seen the bug during testing and either held back the update or deployed that KEYIR rollback before anyone even noticed.
That's the value, right? Peace of mind. They seem to work with some pretty high-stakes industries, too.
They do. Deeply rooted in Orange County, Anaheim, Santa Ana, working with healthcare, finance, law.
Industries where you absolutely cannot afford to be locked out of your system.
You really can't. A hospital that can't access patient records because of a cloud PC bug, that's a crisis. A law firm that misses a deadline, malpractice. They handle the alphabet soup of KBs so that doctors can be doctors.
It's a great reminder of what's going on behind the scenes to keep things running.
And this whole situation is a perfect example of what I call the update paradox.
The update paradox. Mm-hmm. I like that. Unpack that for me.
Well, we're constantly told, and it's true, that we must update our systems to stay safe from hackers. But those same updates have become so complex, they interact with so many different layers of code, that they themselves are now a primary risk to stability.
So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's a real catch-22. Don't update, you get hacked. Do update, you might break your machine. And that's why these out-of-band fixes exist. It's the industry's way of saying, oops, we moved too fast and broke things.
So let's recap the whole thing for everyone listening. What's the final checklist?
Okay, simple. One, diagnose. If your Windows 11 PC keeps restarting or you can't log into your cloud PC, you've got the bug.
Two,
decide. If you can live with it, just wait for the February updates. If you can't, go to the Microsoft Update Catalog and grab your KB number. For most people, that's KB5077797.
And three.
If you're running a business, look into known issue rollbacks or, you know, call a pro so you don't have to deal with it.
And if you're just desperate for your computer to turn off tonight,
set down ST0.
I'm going to use that just to feel powerful.
It is a very satisfying command. It puts you back in control.
It really is. You know, it's funny. We talk so much about the future of tech, AI, quantum, but sometimes the most critical topic is just keeping the lights on or turning them off.
Absolutely. The plumbing matters just as much as the skyscrapers.
So before we go, I have one last question for you and for everyone listening.
Yeah.
We're heading toward a world where everything is connected, right? Cloud PCs, over-the-air updates for cars, our smart homes.
Mm-hmm. It's all becoming one big system.
So if a single security patch can cause this much chaos today, what happens when our cars, our medical devices, our whole infrastructure is running on this same fragile update cycle?
That is the big question, isn't it? We've gotten so used to set it and forget it, we treat our tech like appliances. But a computer, and soon your car, isn't a toaster. It's a living ecosystem that needs maintenance.
So is the era of the passive user coming to an end?
I think it might be. We might all have to become a little more like our own system administrators. We need to be aware of what we're installing and know how to roll it back if something goes wrong. This idea that the machine just manages itself, that might become a luxury we can't afford.
Becoming an active administrator of your own digital life. I like that. A little scary, but empowering.
Better than being a zombie.
True that. Well, that's all we have for this deep dive. Hopefully your PC shuts down tonight. If not, now you know what to do. Thanks for listening.
Stay stable, everyone.